Serving time for a crime in prison or jail is arduous, as it's supposed to be. But life afterwards can feel impossible, like a maze that's full of dead ends. Many ex-offenders wind up homeless and jobless. But one ex-offender is going back to jail to share his story of making it on the outside.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Eric brought the cookies.
It's 7:30 in the evening, and about 100 inmates, all of them men, are seated in a large room at the Cass County Jail.
I'm going to kick it off. Who here doesn't know what FI Project is?
They've come to listen to a guy named Adam Martin, who recently started a company called F5.
The name F5 came from, are you familiar with the keyboard, the F5 function, what it does?
F5 refers to the key on a computer that refreshes web pages. He wants to help offenders do the same thing with their own lives by mentoring them.
Let's say it was they were writing a blog about you, and they were writing felon, left his kids, right? Didn't really leave them, but it was locked up. Menace to society, on probation, on parole, right? All that stuff is written about you. When F5 gets hit, all of that is erased. The other reason that F5 is part of the name is that's how many felonies I had when I started the company.
His crimes included stealing, fighting, and breaking and entering. Each time Adam got out of jail, he'd spiral a bit further down into his addictions. He felt he just couldn't survive without drugs and alcohol.
Because by this point, alcoholism isn't a problem. It's literally saving me from committing suicide. If I just get a couple drinks in me, if I get some drugs, right? If I can get some meth, whatever, right? It'll get me motivated to feel like I'm going to take over the world. And all I need is that little bit to get back in my system, and I'll find a job, right? I'll start pounding the phone. I'll start hustling, whatever I got to do to find something.
Eventually, Adam realized that relying on drugs to get his life back wasn't getting him anywhere. He had to kick his habits before he could move forward. So he did. And then he found an employer who was willing to give him a chance at a company called High Point.
And so when I got the job at High Point, I did more in my first year sales revenue than any other sales rep did in their first year.
He realized pretty quickly that he had skills that transferred well to the legitimate world of business.
I had no technology background. I had no sales background, if you will, right, other than serving tables.
But he knew how to talk to people and how to negotiate deals, skills that he says many ex-offenders have. He wants F5 to be that bridge, to help ex-offenders find those employers and landlords who will give them a chance.
Hey guys, my name's Eric Hatch. I have the privilege of owning and running a business, so I have some interesting perspective, I think.
Eric owns Hatch Realty in Fargo. He's one of those employers who has said yes to hiring ex-offenders. He says he understands the challenges many offenders face, also from his own personal experience. Years ago, Eric was a youth pastor. He was also a gambler who wound up in a lot of debt.
Over $70,000 in credit card debt before I came clean. I was working at a job that paid me $28,000 a year.
Eric says he's grateful that he never went to jail. And now he's showing that gratitude by joining Adam in speaking to the inmates. He says he's willing to hire ex-offenders who show a strong desire to work.
If somebody is of the right hunger and the right desire to be better, I certainly would entertain anyone in my world who has a record, because I have a record as well. It just isn't caught by the courts, right? Like I have my sins, my mistakes, my shortcomings, and dang it, if I was held hostage to that, boy, I wouldn't go anywhere.
Eric ends his talk to the men with a message that's part benediction, part pep talk. It's a message he hopes will resonate with the men after he leaves.
So when you come out, what kind of character are you going to come out with? And I hope it's a character to admit your faults, to own your crap, to get rid of that tough fist, to surround yourself with better people, and to make a difference, because that's what you're here for. God bless.
After Adam and Eric's talk, I asked some of the men what they think of the F5 project. One man, who I'll call Mike, sums up the general reaction.
This is a great, great program. I'm going to come next week. That's how good it was my first time. It was awesome, man, that somebody takes the time to come over and at least talk to us about that stuff and is willing to help out.
But it's clear that Mike, along with many of the other men, face huge challenges.
Well, right now I'm currently homeless, so I hate to be that needy person, but I do need help. And I'm glad there's people like this that are willing to help.
As far as what's on the horizon for the F5 project, Adam says he'd like to see it in every jail and prison in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Journeys Through Justice is funded in part by a grant from the North Dakota Humanities Council. For Prairie Public, I'm Meg Luther Lindholm.